The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I was in high school when I first heard the theory that somehow, somewhere, before the day of our birth, we choose our parents. It made no sense to me at the time. Why would it? I was an adolescent. If there was any time when I wished my parents were different, it was then. Why weren't they more lenient and easygoing? Why weren't they somehow cooler? Now, a parent myself, I wonder if my children chose me not because of what I could do for them, but because they, enlightened souls, desired to teach me. And have they? I'm still just a beginner in the school of Naomi, Atticus, and Sterling, but as far as I can tell, they have come with the intention of teaching me patience and humility, and to tirelessly insist that I submit to the principle of unconditional love. It's not always easy, but they haven't given up. They wake up each day with new lessons to impart. If I apply myself under their guidance, I may just learn how to love better, how to see past the simple surfaces which the world prizes, and come to know actual beauty, deep meaning, and self-forgetting joy. These are the ideas running through my head. They afford me a source of hope and meaning when living feels hard. Today's poem is Her Daughter's Eyes by Lucy Tapahanzo. Leona looked into her daughter's face, knowing they breathe the same memories, the same blood, dark and wet, circulating forever into time and others. Who would have thought? Who would have thought 10 years ago this same woman who seemed destined to a reckless, crazy life, senseless days and crazy nights, could live so calmly? Remember? Remember in 1975? She hitched a ride with that Harry So gang. They were drinking, speeding to Cortez for no reason but to get chased by the cops. She jumped out when the car stalled in a sandhill and everyone ran, all 9 of them scattered in the night. She ran, stumbling over bushes, crushing the doorways of prairie dogs as the 6 police cars surrounded them, running in the moon desert. She fell, heart pounding, breathing in the dry dirt, sweating and crying in the moon night, sour wine breath in the sand as the yellow searchlights crisscrossed above. The moon saw her, heaving with fright, bits of brush in her hair. The police left. She got up, breathing heavily, half crying. When the red taillights faded into the horizon, she started west to home on a narrow, rough road. Leona was left alone in the summer desert. Never, never again, she said, gritting her teeth. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Cuadrado. Engineering by Veronica Rodriguez. Production assistance by Brenna Everson.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.